And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. North Tulsa leaders publicized their call for Mayor G.T. Bynum to have a community-driven search for the city's next police chief. They held a news conference outside City Hall Monday to echo demands sent to Bynum in a letter Friday. A nationwide search performed with a selection committee from the community and ending with finalists participating in public forums. Reverend Robert Turner says the black community is concerned because they've seen no changes after incidents like the 2016 fatal shooting of Terrence Crutcher, an unarmed man.
So we must get this right now. We cannot take for granted that once this chief gets into position, that our voices will be heard then. Because our voices are not heard now.
Leaders also want Tulsa to stop participating in the TV show Live PD. Bynum has said it's valuable for seeing what officers face, but says he'll make an announcement later this week about the chief search process. Oklahoma has a new electronic tracking system sexual assault survivors can use to monitor the location and status of their rape kits. Only survivors and entities that update the system can access it. It's operated by the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and was authorized through legislation passed last year after a task force made recommendations to improve the state's response to sexual assaults. With a win against drug maker Johnson & Johnson in his pocket, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter turns his attention to companies that distributed opioids. The state has filed a lawsuit against three distributors and is seeking unspecified damages. Hunter says Cardinal Health, McKesson, and Amerisource Bergen did not stop and then report suspiciously large drug shipments as required.
Clearly, these companies have turned a blind eye to the death and devastation that they were causing in Oklahoma and around the country. Why, one may ask? The answer is simple. These companies made billions of dollars by supplying massive and unjustifiable quantities of opioids.
The lawsuit was filed in Cleveland County District Court. Our weather forecast, a dense fog advisory for the area until 10 this morning. After that, we'll have cloudy skies and a high of 58 today with a breeze out of the south. Right now, we have cloudy skies, 52 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.